this morning, Radio Derby has been full of people like me who felt that you were saying it was your fault. You lived it up before the babies were born, when she had specifically said that she didn't, that they hadn't got special TVs and they hadn't got cards and they hadn't got this, that and the other ever. So she hadn't been living it up in the past. You said you need to get some money sorted out, but you didn't say you could go to Citizens Advice Bureau or you could go to Christians Against Poverty or you could go to the YMCA. You said you will have to go bankrupt.
Well, no. She may have to do that. She may indeed have to do that.
She may very well have to do that. But most people who go to CAB or CAP or whatever get their debts rescheduled. They can pay off less. They can be told about their benefits, which you're
exactly.
now telling us.
Exactly.
But you didn't mention the benefits yesterday.
Well, with respect, this is why I'm saying I have a feeling that they've just played you a very, very short clip.
We played the whole interview just to put that in perspective.
But did you hear Nikki giving her the free phone number? Did you hear that? I mean, have you given a free phone number to people who are listening? One of the points I also wanted to make was that this catastrophe can happen to anybody at any time. And if you're in circumstances where you've got enough money coming in, I would say, especially in the middle of a horrible recession like we're having now, which is not going to go away this year, please, 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 don't borrow, save. If you want a holiday, save. Put some money away every week, and that way when you've got enough, you can go and do that. You need some furniture, save. Don't borrow. Because if the catastrophe happens in a month's time, you will find yourself landed, as this young woman has been landed, and many other people are at the moment, with a level of debt that you cannot cope with, and that you're not going to be able to cope with in the foreseeable future.